Given the multitude of questions in the Beis Medrash, I think it would be kedai for me to sort of go over what we saw and try to make it exceedingly clear. More on Kedushin. Baruch Kedushin says like this. And base him with base. The Gemara asks, if Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, Ashalech is a Be'eru B'yad Cheresh Shoto V'Kah. Why do you not say that I give the fire to Chereshot of a cotton? Part of Midine Shemayim, Midine Yodam, the high Midine Shemayim. Shilach Biyah Pikeach, Pikeach Chayim, the Pikeach is Chayim. But my name is Shlucho Shel Adam Kamos. Four answers. Is Chayav Sholcho, the Ashliach. So what does Rashi say? Rashi has a very important idea. Shliach Levar Veve. Of the two people who was Chayav. Chayav Sholcho, the Ashliach, Ein Shliach. Rashi is telling you a very interesting idea. Shliach Advar Veira is which of the two is chayiv? You're not chayiv for someone else's action, you're only chayiv for what you yourself do. That is the whole issue of Shliach Advar Veira. Which of the two people is chayiv? Rashi puts the whole thing down very, very clearly. Okay. So the Gemara says, why not? Yamrin, Devrei Hamarav, Devrei HaTalmud, Devrei Mishama. Now when the Gemara says that the Gemara's kash is about cotton or about pikeach, could be either. Says if I give it to a pikeach, why am I potter? I should say shlucho shel adam kamoso, mishalech v'chayev, and not the shliach. Charesh shot of a cotton. Maybe the Gemara is asking that too. Maybe it's not. We don't know. So the Gemara then opens up the whole topic of Shliach Advar Veira. It says, why? And Shliach Advar Veira, the Amrinan, we say, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomet. HaGadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do it. I told you yes to do it. So you're supposed to listen to HaGadosh Baruch Hu, not me. That means you have no business listening to me. You're an independent person. You made your independent decision, and you made the wrong independent decision. You're chayev, shliach is chayev. And because of that, the mashaleach is potter. As Rashi said, it's either or. Either whose maisa is it? It's the maisa of hamashaleach, or the maisa of the shliach. Ninyan chiyuvim. It's an either or. You can't have two people chayev. One person's my saver. Al tanya shliach shel otzer shlichut zor shliach mo'al. Otzer shlichut zor ba'al ba'as mo'al. So Mara's asking the question. If we have a shliach. If a me'ila says that, shliach from me'ila, if he does what the mishalech told him, the mishalech is chayev. If he changes what it is, then he's chayev. I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Or it says, no. Me'ila is a separate halacha. Chet mitruma. Now, here we're going to bump into a very simple question. When do we need Exereshov of Chet mitruma? Here, so I said the following statement. Apparently, I should have been much clearer and expounded on it much clearer, much more clearly. The difference between the Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. Where in Bar Mitzvah says like this. Here the Gemara says, what is the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomer. You have plenty of Gemaras. Low lack of Gemaras. Where in Bar Mitzvah says, Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? Machlokas is Chotzim Mishum Yodo, Chotzim Mishum Shlichus. Now, the whole idea of Shlichus, which is the Gemara much earlier, learned out from Truma, Atem Gamatem. And Atem Gamatem, so we learn not only you can be Mafresh Truma on your payers, someone else, if you make a shliach, can do it for you. But, it's a limitation on that. Gamatem. Ato bembris, avu bembris. It has to be a certain person. It has to be a bembris. If this is so. Now, the Gemara asks, okay. So when the Gemara asks, shliach advar ver by a chotzer, obviously, the Gemara is not talking about regular shlichus, because this chotzer, whatever you say about it, chotzer is not a bal bris. You know, it doesn't come under the gzeras chotzer of atem gamata. So, what is the Gemara talking about? So, what is the difference between chotzer mishum yad, chotzer mishum rabbi? That if something is my chotzer, it's being held for me. It's as if I am holding on to it via my chotzer. Or it's being held on to for me by my chutz. Okay. That, if it's being held on for me by my chutz, that's chutz mishum shlichus as well. Chutz mishum yad, I'm holding on to it via my chutz. Okay. The Gemara says, if it's mishum shlichus, yeh shlich l'dvar aveira, you can do gzela al yedei chutz. Okay. But wait a second. Just make a point here. By kinyan chotzer, I can do it. Be kinyan chotzer. There's no gzela or gneva without a kinyan. Well, Yerushalmi says so black and white, beginning of the eighth paragraph of Shavuot, but it's throughout everywhere. Well, Moshe says, hold on, Moshe. You got to do something. Just by itself, you don't put kamagana on a gaz. Has to be a kinyan. Or says, if say chotzer mishum shlichus rabbi. Wait 1 second. You tell the chotzer divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomer. Obviously not. So apparently the Gemara is working of ein shliach l'dvar aveira with a different dynamic than divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomer, because that doesn't apply to a chotzer. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara is saying, no, I can be chayv for an aveira if I do it myself. I can't be chayv for an aveira if it's being done for me. That's how the Gemara ties it in to chotzer mishum yad and chotzer mishum shlichus. So you're coming from very different angles here. Just from the first time you sit down with the two sugyas, coming from very different angles. One is talking about shlichus of an independent human being who's making independent decisions. and the other is something being done for me, and rather than my doing it directly. There's, when I said the two different sugyas, just understand why there are two different sugyas. You can't apply divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishom to a chatzah. That's just, and I don't have to go into a detailed explanation. And it's not from the Gzeras HaKotz of Atam Gam Atam. The Chotz is not a Ben Bris. You don't apply Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, and Nishomim at all to him. Okay, now, that's Aleph. Just understand. So the and the Gemara doesn't, obviously, doesn't come in with a marker for it. The Gemara says, Menat Sfora. Maybe there is a Pasuk, maybe there's not. Okay, now, let's continue. So the Gemara says, what about Me'ilah? The Gemara says, wait a second. You have a separate Gzeres HaKosev and Me'ilah. Separate Gzeres HaKosev and Me'ilah. Cherchet Mitruma, Gzeres Shafu. Now, what is Me'ilah? Me'ilah is taking money from Hekdesh, a Gzeles Hekdesh. You bring a Korban, a Keren, and a Chomesh. Now, you take it from one Rishus into another Rishus. So what happens? What's the example? I have some money. And I didn't realize that it's Hekdesh. I forgot that it's Hekdesh. However, and I tell someone, go to the store and buy something with that money. He goes to the store and buys something with that money. So that's the halacha. If he does exactly what I told him to, takes the exact money that I told him, and does exactly what I tell him, so then the Meshaleach is higher. If he changes everything around, then the Shliach is higher. Where it says, wait a second, so why is the Meshaleach ever higher? Or ain't Shliach is Varavera? Jumps up. The Gemara says, no, Chet Chet Mitruma. Okay. Now, comes along Tosis. What does Tosis do with the Gemara in Bava Metzia? The Gemara says like this. You have a question. If Chotzim Yishrim Shlich is Rabbi, so then I Yitzhak Varver. The Gemara says, no. I mean, it says, Iboy of it, Iboy lo of it. When do you say Ein Shlich Varver? Again, it's not talking about that's not introduced there at all. It may be under the surface, under the radar. Maybe yes, maybe no. Tosa says no. It's a separate sugi. So Tosa says like this. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says like this. Ravina, I'm a Ravina. Hey, I'm reading. Says Rashi. Rashi says what the Gemara of Venus is talking about is the Rav Divrei Talmud Divrei Mishom. That's what he's talking about. So, Elamayato says the Gemara, Omele Ishav Eved, say Gnovli, you steal for me. And not Baruch Yuva, is a Baruch Yuva. Of Samo Hechem, I mean, I still have a very Hechem, he boy of it, he boy low of it. I will chutz it about Korche. Most of all, Machayev Shoch. says Rav Sama says something else. Rav Sama says, when do you say Shliach? Here, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira was when you make a decision, yes or no, and he has to make a decision, yes or no. But here, it happens automatically. Comes to us with a wonderful picture. He says, listen. Dosa says, is going to be a bar mitzvah. Mar bar mitzvah is talking, doesn't begin with any pasuk or anything. It's yeh shliach l'dvar aveira. Why? When is yeh shliach l'dvar aveira? He says, when I arrange something that it's reason, Mar says, bal korche, he says, don't take the words bal korche too literally. Not only bal korche. Tzi boi ovid, boi lo ovid. That means every person has a reason to say yes and a reason to say no. He has a reason to say yes and a reason to say no. So then it's his decision of that he's going to do it. And if it's his decision that he's going to do it, you can't be mechayev of somebody else. But if there's no reason not to do it, so you can be mechayev of someone else because he set this person up to do this aveira. That is Rav Sama. Okay, so what is the difference? The difference is as follows. That according to Ravina, that if he is a Bar Chiyuva, so then, say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, his Aveira is not going to be Chayav somebody else. Is that necessarily because of the Rav Derei Talmud Dishon Rashi? He said, yes, because he's making his own independent moral decision. You didn't have to say that. You can say no. If it's not an Aveira, you can mechayev somebody else. If it is an Aveira, you have your own Aveira. If I set up a Gneva, okay. Those are the two ways of learning it. So, and I have here, so Tosus has a klal that applies across the board. If I set up an Aveira, so what does Tosus say? In Baba Kama, I set up a Gneva, and there's no reason for, and Iboy Ovid doesn't mean Bal Korche, it means there's no reason for him not to do it. So then, that's according to Rav Sama. According to Ravina, it's Bar Chiyuva doesn't mean I can't be chayev for somebody else. It means if he's making his own decision and he's muzer not to do it, so then it's his decision, it's not my decision, I didn't set it up, he has to make that decision. Comes Tosus, and therefore, if the shliach is a shogeg and he doesn't know, and there's no reason for him not to do it, and you don't apply to be rabbi the Ritam and Shom, so we're going to say, yei shliach advar veira, even when there's no special Xeris HaKosef. That is how Tosus views the entire universe. Very straightforward. Yeh Shliach HaDvar Aveira says, if I set up an Aveira to be done, and there's no reason, and the person is not aware that it's an Aveira, and there's no reason for him not to do it, so, and therefore it's an automatic, it's reasonable to assume he'll do it, so I am chayef. That is how Tosus sets up the entire sugya. Well, not everyone agrees with that, obviously, we'll see. So, now, then Tosus, but Nesivus has a very powerful kasha. A very powerful kasha. After all, we have a halach in Hilchos Shabbos, Amir Lenoch Rishvus. If I tell a goy to do a melach on Shabbos, it's only drabon. So wait a second. According to the man Dama, who says, Bar Chiyuva is not a Bar Chiyuva. So what does Ravina do with the halach and all the shas that Amir Lenoch is only a Shvus? Not Bar Chiyuva. Strong kash. So I said as follows. There are two types of averis. The averi is when the full averi is within the mice itself. Full averi is within the mice. Oh, when the full averi is within the mice, so that his mice is viewed as my mice, oh, there I need a separate jealous because of Atam Gamat. And that under certain circumstances, his mice becomes my mice. Where do I have that? For instance, and I get the part that says v'nosam biyada. V'nosam biyada means the husband has to do the mice in a sinner. So therefore, if the shliach does the mice in a sinner, the shliach, but there you need a din of minin shlichas. I hereby appoint you as a shliach. And yes, and it has to be a bar bris, has to all fulfill a whole bunch of criteria. That's one din of shliach. I learned that out from a separate chapter because of Atam Gamat. But Atam Gamat. But there's another type of shlichas. Shlichas of an Ishul Kabos again. It's not her maise. It has to be in her hand. And therefore, what is it? She makes a shliach. So it says, putting in the shliach's hands, effort, it's not a do with the shliach's mice. The shliach's hand is effort was her hand. So shliach l'kabbalah. Okay, that's one type of shlichas. Tov's talking an entirely other type of shlichas. Tov's talking about a shlichas when it's not from the action, it's a separate thing. There's an avera within a result, and the person does a maisa to achieve that result. If I set up that maisa to achieve that result, and the aveira is not limited within the maisa, it's a maisa that achieves a very specific result, and I'm high for the result. What is gneva? Doing a maisa that results in what? Taking Reuven's money away from Reuven, putting it into different rishos. What is ritzicha? Doing a maisa that results in what? In someone getting killed. There's a result, a mice results in a result. If I arrange that mice, those that I should be chayav, except I have certain limitations. Also, but it has to be that he's not making an independent moral decision. He is deciding by himself completely. Now, then Tosis bumps into a very serious question. Tosis bumps into a serious question that if this is true, why do I need a separate? There is a cause of chet chet mitruma that there is shliach advar veir in truma. I don't need a cause of shliach advar veir. Why not? Because I set it up. The person doesn't know what any reason not. I told him, take that money and go to the store and buy something with it. There's no reason for him not to take that money and go to the store and buy something with it. So automatically, I should be chayiv. Who needs a special gas because of chet mitruma? So he says, oh, you do. Why? It's in the case of nizka hashliach. If the shliach, I tell the shliach to do it. When the shliach gets to the money, he realizes, oh, this is the money of Hekdesh. So then he becomes amazed. I don't apply. So what happens, according to those, is a special mitruma is necessary only for one reason. It's necessary because there are cases that do not fit within Tosos' outline. Tosos' outline is when there's a reasonable inevitability that I'll do it, and that doesn't apply in the case of a mezid, either because he's a bar chiyuva, duvei rav de mitamid, it's liboy ovi lov, all the reasons. This is how Tosos views the world. Now, there are, so then the Gemara in Kedushin goes on to say that there why let us make a binyan av from chet chet mituma the yesh liach levar avera. But yesh liach levar avera in truma is a major step that says I'm chayiv for what? For some, the mashaler is chayiv for someone else's avera b'mezid. That's what it tells me. It's a major. So Tosis has now created a major step. Whether it fits into the Gemara or not, that we'll see shortly. But Tosis logically taking a tremendous step. I can be chayiv for someone else's ma'aseh b'mezid. And for instance, tzvicha mechira, shalach yad, I'm chayiv for someone else's ma'aseh b'mezid. And there's no difference between that chet and chet mitruma. So Tosis now has. So what is the Gemara talking about when it has these special exercises that in situations that don't fit into Tosis's whole structure? If the tficha is b'shogeg, Tosis doesn't need exercises. If the shlichas yad is b'shogeg, Tosis doesn't need exercises. What about? There is exeris hakasa. Oh, that's where you do not apply divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei shomer. It's not, you don't apply that whatsoever because he's a mason. And so the exeris hakasa is only necessary for mason. Shogeg, I don't need it. That ends up with those. Now, it happens to be all of these three instances. Me'ila, tfich. Shirshat are all instances of Gezel. Where the Aveira is doing a Maisa that takes something from one Rishos into another. Rishos Hektish to Rishos Hedyit. You do something that is going to cause a change of the behemoth, taking away the behemoth from the owner in a final way. Shirshat is its own type of Gezel. Okay. Now, with this in mind, so then the Gemara goes on. Why don't we make a binyan av? Because the snakes of one care, it's social to be echad. It's a binyan from Shchut Echotz. However, now the Gemara says like this. There's a brisa. You hire a hitman to kill somebody. So the Chacham says, Rabban says, Poto. Shammai Azokin says, Chayev. Now, where are they coming from? Also, Harak to Bechere B'nai Am. Now, what is, when the Gemara now comes up with a brand new idea? Also, Harak to Bechere B'nai Am. What is, there was a Ritzich. Dover HaMelech set up this Ritzich. Shammai Azokin says, Dover HaMelech is Chayev for setting up the Ritzich of Orya Hachiti. He set that up. Shammai Azokin says, he's a Rotseach. I set it up. Now wait, again, that is, according to Tosis, does not mean Yashlichas whatsoever. Because who did the actual Ritzich? Was this Ammoni soldier out there with a spear, with an arrow, however he killed him. So, and David HaMelech did not address this person as, I hereby am a man of you, a shliach. No, and shlichus doesn't apply to Ramon, he's not a ben bris anyway. So what was happening? According to Tosis, is very simple. David HaMelech set up a Maaser Ritzicha, and the consequences were inevitable, so therefore he's chayiv for setting up a Maaser Ritzicha. That's where the Gemara is coming from. Now, according to Tosis, the only problem is very simple. Gemara Bar Mitzvah is about setting something up. And the Gemara here is talking about also setting something up where you do not apply Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom, because it's a close amazing. Now, would you apply Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomim in the case of David HaMelech? Listen, Yoav had no choice but to listen to David HaMelech. The Ammoni soldier wasn't making any choices. He's there on the battlefield, kill or be killed. So it's an inevitable result. So what is the Gemara talking about here? Setting up an inevitable result. And it doesn't fit in any of the Xerxes causes. Where does it fit? Into the Gemara Bar Mitzvah, Daf Yoram at base. Setting up inevitable results where it doesn't fit. Okay. Now. And the Gemara answers, all the Gemara's answers, also Harak to Cherub Ne'ama. This is how Tosfos looked at. Now we have a Gemara Me'ila. Yes, Rabbi. What? David HaMelech, let me ask you. When? Who did the Maaser Ritzicha? The Ammoni did it. Will you apply Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Shomim? No. Right? Doesn't apply. Would you apply Yiboyov, according to Torah, Yiboyov and Yiboylov? No. Right? So according to Tosis, I don't need it. So all the Xerxes causes don't apply then, right? So what is it? So the Gemara is utilizing that type of Shliach V'Arver that we find in Baba Kama Ayin Tes, right? And Baba Mitzvah Ayin Ches. I set up a result. Can I be chayav for someone else's mitzvah?
But how does Chavayah
Zafar learn that? Okay, fine. Very good question. So let's go back a second. So what does Chavayah Zafar say? Take a look. Let's wait 1 second for the Gemara in Me'ilah. Mara says, Shach b'yad pikeach v'nizgad shelo higia eitzel ha-chem v'ni chem v'ni mo'a k'shiyot keitz yatz. Okay. Mara says, Shach b'yad cheresh shota v'kot v'osu shlichus v'al b'ayas mo'a Shach b'yad pikeach v'nizgad. Okay. So, now, Mora says, "Oy, v'halabene shlichus nenu, Michael Mashmon, v'halabene shlichus nenu, v'chair shon anot shlichim, on Rav Elazar, atom kaman shel seis, Rav Yoch, on Mark, also sheni, and also gabe kov." So what does the Gemara say? No. When we have Exeris HaKosef, so what is the Gemara saying, according to Tosfos? When we have Exeris HaKosef in Me'ilo, Yesh Shliach Nedvar Aveira, that has nothing to do with Shlichus. That is, you set something up, and you don't care. It's even, you set up that a certain result gets achieved. Who gets it? The question is, Yesh Shliach Nedvar Aveira is, Mashaleach is responsible. Tosfos says, wait a second. Gemara's whole discussion is Nizkar. It's amazing. Because then the Gemara had to get involved with the problem of Shliach Ledvar Aveira. The Gemara first thought Shliach Ledvar Aveira had to do with Shlichus. The Gemara said nothing to do with Shlichus. It's arranging a certain result. That is how Tosfos understood the Gemara. The difficulty is, and Tosfos, now that is our Tosfos, and that is the Tosfos also here in Kedush Omeri. Hochamayra filu benizka hashliach kol adamo balabayis. Ashtaporach hamaymol neimen shliach dvar avim. Diberad diberetam diberishomen. Avgav benizka shliach mol balabayis. Kimochu b'mila. Okay, that's how Tosfos gets out of it. This is now what is Shammai HaZaken say? Shammai HaZaken, so he sets something up according to Tosis. This is a l'chora, an inevitable thing. So why does Shammai HaZaken need the halacha of also harakta b'cherub b'nei amo? Now the question is as follows: when was this pasuk said also harakta b'cherub b'nei amo? Before Dover HaMelech did it, or after Dover HaMelech did it? What? After Dover HaMelech did it. So you can't say it's mechadish something that Dover HaMelech... No. If Shammai HaZaken wants to learn from here, the Meshalech HaZchayev Misa, wait one second, Meshalech HaZchayev Misa, also Rakt V'chayev Rabbah. So what is also Rakt? Shammai HaZaken says a very simple thing, that what do you see from the fact that the Navi told Dover HaMelech also Rakt V'chayev Rabbah? What do you see from that? That Dover HaMelech was considered Rotzech. Why? Because he set up a Ritzicha. And he says, therefore, if I set up a Ritzicha, apparently, I'm a Chai as a Rotzech. Okay, wait one sec. So let us take a look carefully in Rashi. But now we've identified, once we've said everything we said, we're focusing now on the final point, which is a very important final point. What's the machlokas now between Shammai HaZaken and Shammai HaZaken and the Chacham, the Tanakhama? So let's take a look in Rashi.
My time with the Shammai HaZaken.
So Mar says, where's Shammai HaZaken coming from?
So we're not talking about any shogegs. What are we talking about? Where everyone knew exactly what they should be doing and they shouldn't be doing, right?
So the Gemara is coming off. We should apply, after this is the Gemara in Kedushin, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomim. The Ammoni soldier. An Ammoni soldier is Muzer and Shvichas Domim. And he's fighting a battle. He's not allowed to fight, right? He attacked Klal Yisrael. Attacking Klal Yisrael, he's fighting a battle. He's not allowed to fight, right? So the Gemara says, wait one second. Here we have something totally different. We're talking about a mason. I shnei tzuvim bom kiyachonei melamdu. And we have a reason that we're talking about a mason. You don't know how to apply Tosus' whole bov mitziya svara. Right? My cherev b'nei... So what does it say? My chayev. The Gemara says, I'm kiyach malabim. Who ha'hu lo darish? We have another reason from Shrut Echotz? No. That doesn't apply here. He bought same olam darish. My chayev, chayev b'dinei shamayim. What does Shammai HaZaken say? Shammai HaZaken says, when take a look in Rashi, Shammai HaZaken says, in Legabe Shamayim, he's considered a Rotzeach. Legabe Bezin Shamata, he's not a Rotzeach. First. Even according to the Bezin Shamata, he's a Rotzeach. Why? Because He has a binyan av from Me'ila, which is even b'mason, right? He's a rotzeach. He's certainly a mason.
It's not that he's a shogeg. He knew he's fight. He went into battle because he's fighting a war. He shouldn't have been fighting the war. So anyone he kills has a din rotzeach. It's a rotzeach. Now, is David HaMelech who set it up that this Ammoni soldier would kill Uriah HaChiti? He set it up. So according to the way we've learned it until now, setting it up with a person's amazing. I'm not going to be chayef. Oh, comes to set. So what did Shammai Zorkin say? No. What Shammai Zorkin says, I don't believe in Shnei Ksuvim Bo Anki Echad. And since I don't believe in Shnei Ksuvim Bo Anki Echad, I have a binyanav from Me'ila and Shlichas Yad or Me'ila and Shlichas Mechir, whatever it is, that you're going to be chayef. So therefore, I know he's chayef. Everything he's chayef. The Gemara says he's not learning oaths, and that is why David HaMelech came to him after the fact. So David HaMelech, not the Navi, came to David HaMelech after the fact and said, listen, you set up a Ritzicha, and once you set up a Ritzicha, so you're going to be chayef as a rotzeach. So then the Gemara said, no. So the Gemara backs off of that. No, that's not true. The Gabe Shemayim, he's a rotzer. The Gemara says, no. He knew that Shnei Ksum Bon Kiyach Neim Alam. He knew that. So what does Dovid HaMelech say? Ein Uchanam. Ein Shliach Nadvar Avera means the Meshalech is not going to be Chayim for the Avera of the Shliach. That's not a question. But the Gabe Shemayim, you set up a Ritzich Yechayim. Let's see what Rashi says. Hanakama bitmi dina rabba dina zutin. Lashama mechaya bidina rabba, but onish godol. Okay. So what is it? Shammai Zorkin says, L'gabe Shammayim, even though I have this limur of Shnei Ksuvim Bo Anki Echad and Melamdim, but that's only L'gabe, the onesh, and the Bezin Shamata. Bezin Shamata, that doesn't apply. Ma'ilu doesn't apply. Bezin Shamata is considered Rotzeach. It's the first thing. And what does the other man, Dorma, say, no, he's a Goreim. No. Because we do not have, because all the Xeris Akosis we have are talking about an Onish down here on planet Earth. So, is he going to be Chayiv and Onish for that? He's not going to be Chayiv and Onish. Down here, that's only as far as the Bezin Shalmat is going. As far as the Bezin Shalmat go, so that now is the big machlokas between Shammai Azorke and Chachamim, that Legabi Besin Shamalo, are you chayiv as a rotzeach, or not chayiv as a chayiv only for grammar tzich? The Gemara says, the boy is saying, you can say, no, Shani Hodson, the Golden Rachmona, also Ragdu Kherbi Amon. And no, what did he say? So there is, what is it? What does the pasuk say? The Goli Rachmona. The pasuk is coming to tell me something. It doesn't say. Sometimes it's Jerusalem. Here, it's revealing something that the Torah when it comes to Ritzicha, only when it comes to Ritzicha, so we say, Yesh Liach Levar Aveira. That is, even though he's amazed, setting up something, someone, to kill the amazed, is also Chayiv. Now, are both Chayiv? Shuyu Harav is a Nevesh, who Chayiv is Sholchav Potter. Shama Zorkim, Mishum Chagai Novi, Sholchav Chayiv. And what about the Shliach? Are they both Chayiv? Could be both Chayiv. I don't know. If I hire someone to kill another person, in a chanami, there may be exactly the cause that it tells me that I
if I set up a Ritzicha, I'm chayev. It's only in the case of Ritzicha, but there's no reason for that to pater the shliach, the Rotzeach himself. The Dorch and the other one, and one of the Chachamim say, I is Geras HaKotchev. He says, no, that the Pasuk says, like this, Macher b'nei Amon ein ato ne'ana shalof. Av ur yahachiti yato ne'ana shalof. This is how the Gemara looks. But Tosus has taken a very strong stand. And Tosus' strong stand is there is the Gemara B'Matzia setting up a whole new thing, and the Gemara Kedushin is also. And that I set up an Avera, and it's reasonable to assume that it will happen. If the person is a Shogeg, then the Mashaleich becomes Chaya for it. And therefore, in our case, what happens? The Mashaleach, the Ganav, told the Shomer, the Shoel, the Socher, the Kohen, the Balchov, whoever it is, take this. It's mine. He set it up, and there's no reason to assume he wasn't there. And therefore, that Shliach is Chayev. That is exactly how the Tosus understood. Now, I'm setting up to do a Maisig Neiva. What is a Maisig Neiva? Let's just stop and understand. My signeva is certainly according to Tosis. I did a maisa with kavona lahafkiya ulahachnas. I don't have to know that it does. It's an avera. Tosis says that in Baba Kama Kufyot Aleph on the base at the top. I'm a goslin, and I sell it to somebody. I'm a goslin who sells it to somebody. What do I have? And he buys it from me. So let's take a look at the Gemara, Kushyut Aleph on the base at the top. When the Gemara there is talking about another such instance, Big Machlokes and Shonim, how to learn that. Hagosa, I stole something from Macha, gave someone to eat. That's bonus. Tosa says, "Labdavka machul didn't also him. I gave them a patana p'turim l'ravchis." And Rashi says, "So the Gemara says, Amar ravchis the gazal v'nosiyach shabaylim v'achavachol rotsim izegov rotsim izegov." It says Rashi, "Why v'zesha achlo nasik gozlo mi bolo." If I steal something and I give it to someone to eat, so then that person I gave it to eat is a goslin. Tosa says, not if I gave him to eat, even if I gave it away as a present. So what is Tosa's idea? What is the Maisig Zela? The Maisig Zela is not necessarily I have come on it to steal, I have come on it to take it away and make it mine. So that is a Maisig Zela. I set up a Maisig Zela, and it is a Maisig Zela because it's Kavonas Zela. What Tosas defines Kavonas Zela is Hafkoa v'Hachnosa. It's a Maisig Zela. That's a Maisig Zela. So that's Hafkoa v'Hachnosa. So then, what do I have? So the person who sets it up is chayev. Now, in order for Tosas to do this, Tosas had to have a very radical definition of shliach dvar aveira. Not everyone necessarily had to agree with Tosas' radical definition of shliach dvar aveira. Tosas has his understanding what a maisig neiva gzeila is, in the ritzvah. But here I satisfy all criteria, and therefore Tosus comes up. The ones who disagree with Tosus, now of course, so a bunch of people disagree with Tosus, even for all sorts of different reasons. There's the Rashi, first Dan Rashi, and the Raifit.
He said, no, there's no such thing. We're talking about Milsa Bifnei Atzma. There's the Rambam according to Lecha Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, so that the Shomer is Chayav. He's a Gan of Bishogeg. That is why I took it with a Kavana, Hafgo'ah, Hachnos, from this person, thinking it belonged to me. And that's the Gemara here. On Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis, I become a Goslin. I have Kavana Hachkoah and Hachnotzah. So Lechem didn't have a full understanding, he says, Tzorchim, but that's his Mahalach. The Rambam. Okay. Then, of course, the Ramban is a whole different thing. Ramban says, no. The Shomer, this is like the Gemara Hamavkin. The Shomer, or Chayiv means he becomes Chayiv to the owner. Okay, without going into all the reasons, but they disagree with Tosfos Mahalach and Shulchan Aruch very completely and totally when the Shulchan Aruch comes to Paskin. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, the Rambam of Paskin is against Tosfos. This is, I hope I made it much clearer today after you've chewed it over, etc. Again, I'm in the Beis Medrash just to help clarify everything. But I believe you should see where Tosfos is coming from. A very radical idea of what Shliach HaDvar is. And most people do not go along with Tosfos. That's why they had them other Pshat, Pshatim and Agamara. Okay. Now, the Seder.